Hey there, amazing people. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood anxiety whisperer, back with another anxiety aid episode to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster of life. Today, we're diving deep into something super powerful yet often overlooked. Embracing our emotions. Ever felt like your feelings are running the show? Like they are these wild horses galloping through your mind, leaving you feeling exhausted and out of control. You know that feeling when a wave of anxiety crashes over you, or sadness hits you like a ton of bricks, and suddenly you just want to hide under the covers. Well, guess what? It's okay. Your feelings are valid. They're a part of you, a vital part of the human experience. But the key here is awareness, recognizing and understanding those emotions without letting them hijack your day. Think of it like this. Emotions are messengers trying to tell you something important. It's about learning their language, figuring out what they're saying, and then responding in a healthy way. So, how do we actually become emotionally aware? Let's break it down into five key takeaways that can seriously level up your emotional game. Firstly, get curious. Instead of judging or suppressing your feelings, try to observe them without judgment. Notice the physical sensations associated with each emotion. Is your heart racing? Are your fists clenching? This helps you connect with what's going on inside and understand those signals better. Next up, identify your emotions. Don't just label things as good or bad. Dig deeper. Is it joy, excitement, contentment? Or maybe sadness, anger, frustration? Be specific. The more precise you are, the better equipped you are to address the root of the feeling. Then explore the triggers. What situations, people, or thoughts tend to bring about certain emotions? Keeping a journal can be incredibly helpful here. Jot down your feelings, the context, and any potential triggers. It's like detective work, uncovering patterns that shed light on your emotional landscape. Now, don't underestimate the power of self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. Remember, everyone experiences a full range of emotions. It's what makes us human. Instead of beating yourself up for feeling down or overwhelmed, offer yourself words of encouragement and support. Finally, find healthy outlets. Exercise, meditation, journaling, creative expression, these are all fantastic ways to process your emotions in a constructive way. It's about finding what works for you and incorporating it into your daily routine. Think of it like emotional hygiene, taking care of your mental well-being just like you would your physical health. Let me share a real-world example. Imagine this. You're at work, deadlines are looming, and everything feels chaotic. Suddenly, you feel that familiar tightness in your chest, the racing heartbeat, and maybe even a bit of shortness of breath, classic anxiety. Instead of letting it consume you, try taking a few deep breaths, acknowledging those feelings without judgment. Okay, I'm feeling anxious right now, and then consciously shifting your focus. Maybe take a quick walk, listen to your favorite song, or simply remind yourself that this is temporary. By recognizing the emotion and choosing a healthy response, you can regain control of the situation. Remember, embracing your emotions isn't about being happy all the time. It's about understanding the full spectrum of human experience. It's about being present, acknowledging what you're feeling, and responding with awareness and compassion. You got this. Keep practicing emotional awareness one day at a time and watch how much more empowered and fulfilled you become. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest takeaways from today's episode? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, if you're ever feeling overwhelmed, don't hesitate to reach out for support. There are amazing resources available, and you're not alone on this journey. Until next time, stay awesome, keep shining, and never stop embracing those beautiful, messy emotions.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.